Chapter 10. Sacrifices. We round a corner and Nora gasps. All of us step forward, staring in horror, our song forgotten. Burned wood, rubble, and bodies lie before us. I step in front of Nico, trying to shield him from the worst of the tragedy. The smell of smoke makes my nose burn. Nora walks into the destruction and falls on her knees. Callie covers her mouth in shock. Travis's rope hangs limp, but he just stands there and stares at the ruins. Thomas shakes his head sadly. Who would have done such a thing? I imagine this place used to be an empty center, nestled neatly in between the tallest buildings, perfect for a good team to take shelter. Now it's wrecked. Gone. Travis is expressionless, watching our reactions with no regret, fear, happiness, or anger. I want to strangle him. Only evils could have done this. Nora whispers, "The Blue Jay has fallen." She fishes a blue pendant out of her pocket and sets it in the hand of a lady as a memorial. "Maybe some of them escaped?" I suggest weakly. Nora gets up and walks back to us, her eyes stormy and wet. She grabs Travis by his scarf and growls. "Why? You did this, didn't you? What is wrong with you?" Nico flinches behind me and I turn to put my hand on his shoulder. Callie and Thomas exchange glances. "I wasn't here for this," Travis explains. "You think I wanted this to happen? It's not like I could stop it. Besides, we split into two groups, so one evil team made a sweep of the entire city while I was on the patrol back at their building." "Is this what's going to happen to our camp?" Callie asks. Travis shrugs. Nora releases her grip on him and angrily pushes him back. "So what now?" Thomas asks. "We have a change of plans," Nora replies with a shaky voice. "I think we should." She stops abruptly and whips around, holding out her hand for silence. I pause, straining my ears for any noise. Suddenly, three guys in black leap out from behind a wall that's untouched by the destruction. Were they there the entire time? "Travis!" one of them barks, his gloved hand hovering over a dagger at his belt. We all turn to Travis. He smirks, but he looks a little confused. "Which one has the stone?" the guy yells. To my surprise and dismay, Travis fades through the ropes, passing through them as though they don't exist. They drop to the ground. Travis cracks his neck and stares at us, and I see a split second of hesitation on his face. In that moment, with all of us frozen in shock or fear, his eyes drop to my pocket, and I know he knows I have the stone. Then, as though that second never happened, Travis grabs Nico by the shoulder and sends him sprawling over to the evils. I cry out in protest and sprint after them, but Nora grabs my arm hard, yanking me back. He squirms in their grasp and shouts. I scream at Nora and try to kick at her, but she doesn't let go. As I shout, one evil pulls out a black L-shaped device and points one end at my brother's head. "Nobody move," Guy One says. My heart skips a beat and I stop struggling, terrified for my brother. Travis gives them a confident nod. "I'll finish these ones off." The evils nod back, hauling Nico like an inconvenient sack of potatoes. "The boss is mad that they got so far. We have to hurry back, but we'll come back for you." They run off and I manage to twist out of Nora's grip and try to dash after them. I run faster than I've ever run before over the cracked pavement and broken glass that catches the light of the moon. I'm vaguely aware of the pounding footsteps of everyone else behind me.
"Jack!"
Nico screams. Every thought that I've ever had about not wanting to be responsible for my brother crashes down on me, weighing me down like a ton of scrap metal. I was too selfish, and now when he needs me the most, I can't do anything. Nora catches up to me and clutches my arm again, holding me back. She grabs Thomas and hisses. "If you go over there, they'll kill both of you and your brother." Callie glances at us, hearing Nora's words, and Thomas stands still. As the evils run, Travis takes a small device out of his pocket, waits until the evils are out of sight, and throws it at the wall.
"No, there has to be another way!"
I argue with Nora despite what she said until the device on the wall flashes red and beeps. The wall and connected building explode, dashing any hopes of going that way. Nora lets me and Thomas go and I scramble up to the wreckage blocking the path. I try to get over it, but it's too high and unstable. I finally give up and stare at the roadblock. I can't pursue them. I clench my teeth. It's like a piece of me has died on the inside. All my failures whisper in my ear, slowly tearing down my heart.